What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
Hey, this is John Laurie of Tantric, and you're listening to Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, and my partner in crime is Brian Colburn, with our special guest, Alex Alt from Sly Dog Music Podcast. How is everybody doing tonight?
What's up? What's up?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
Doing awesome. How about you, Brian?
I can't complain, man, because nobody would listen. But joking aside, I'm actually looking forward to tonight's episode. I look forward to all of our episodes, but tonight's is going to be special because we've been going back and forth with Alex for a long time, kind of honing in on this one. And tonight we are talking about Ozzy Osbourne, the solo years. Certainly we could have added Black Sabbath into this fold, but let's be honest, Black Sabbath deserves its own episode. So before we get down to business, Alex, why don't you tell us why you're excited to talk some Ozzy Osbourne with us tonight?
Ozzy's one of my favorite artists of all time, and he was probably the first artist I got into that kind of started me down this path of liking artists that are very theatrical, like Alice Cooper, like Marilyn Manson, like Wasp. I remember being, I think, in like the fourth or fifth grade, and I was at my grandparents' house, and my uncle had left some of his CDs there, and he left this like Black Sabbath collection there. And I didn't know what Black Sabbath was, but I'd heard the name Ozzy Osbourne, and I saw the name Ozzy Osbourne in the CD booklet. I was like, well, this is what he must have done before he was solo. So I put it on, and I listened to the song Black Sabbath, and it scared me. It scared me so bad. But I loved Ozzy's voice. I was just intrigued. And then I found out that he did his solo work, and when I heard some of his solo stuff, I was like, okay, this is more my speed. It's more melodic. It's still heavy guitars. Like, I love heavy guitars. But he's very much, through his solo work, I think he's able to live out his Beatles fantasy. Like, Ozzy always said he wanted to be a Beatle. And through his solo work, I think he gets to live that out. And he very much influenced the way I sang. Like, I grew up in singing in church, and I wanted to become a rock singer, so I was very influenced by the way he sang. His stage presence, he's just a rock and roll wild man, and I love him. I love all his music. Like, I know his albums very, very well. So putting this playlist together was definitely a challenge, but I am excited to get into it because I'm also curious to hear what you guys brought to the table.
Well, we've got our lists ready to go, but before we get down to business, we'd also like to send a huge welcome to all of our new Patreon subscribers. If you'd like to support the show and become a Patreon member, it's quite easy. Head over to patreon.com/playlistwars. Now, tonight, as we discussed, our topic is the legendary Ozzy Osbourne, the madman himself, and we've each created a playlist with our top 10 favorite Ozzy tracks, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior to now. Throughout the episode, we'll each reveal our track ones through track tens one by one and craft what we each feel is the perfect Ozzy playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the amazing playlisters, to vote at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com and decide once and for all which one of us got it right. Also at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, you can listen to each one of our playlists just in case you want to quote-unquote hear where we're coming from with our choices. Later on in the show, we'll each get to choose our one honorable mention song of the night, which has to be a song that someone else picked, but you didn't. Now, time and time again, I kick off our Playlist Wars battles with some bad dad joke puns, and I'm sure some people are so tired of them and want me to slow down, but tonight, I simply don't have the desire to, because I don't want to stop. So, Alex, why don't you, I don't know, lead us off with your track one.
Gladly. I'm going to kick things off with the opening track from Diary of a Madman, Over the Mountain. I love this song. Every playlist to me should open with a big bombastic number, and this song is exactly that. I love the drums. I love Randy Rhoads' guitar playing, and then Ozzy's voice just soars. Like, it feels like when you listen to this song in headphones, Ozzy is singing right at you. Like, he's got you by the throat. It's so high energy, and I love the mystical lyrics, you know, don't need no astrology, it's inside of you and me, you don't need a ticket to fly with me, I'm free. Like, that's just so cool. I love that stuff. I have no idea what the lyrics mean, but it sounds so cool hearing him sing them. And he's singing in his upper register. It's a great, just a great, great heavy metal song. I love this one.
Truly great song. Did not get on my list, man.
Man, right from the jump, Gomez picks up the axe and chops both a trifecta and a bingo, because 1981, Diary of a Madman, my track one, Over the Mountain, reached number 38 on the Billboard Top Tracks chart. And that drum opening, man, whatever Lee Kerslake does on the opening of that song just pummels you open the album and to open my playlist. God, and that monster Randy Rhoads riff. It's one of those things that just makes me sad, because I think about what might have been had Randy not tragically passed away. Cover songs, as you know, I always like to drop them in when possible. Wrestling fans out there know Chris Jericho, and they know his band Fozzy. Fozzy covered the song on their 2000 debut album with Butch Walker, of all folks. It's an interesting cover. As well as Stryper, if you're into Christian metal, on their 2000 album, The Covering. I also want to give a shout out to our Patreon subscriber, Chael, as well as Pete in New Jersey on Twitter, who also chimed in with my track one, Over the Mountain. And Gomez, now that the axe has been deployed, why don't you fill us in on your track one?
So I don't know. I guess I went a different direction with Ozzy a little bit. I truly love Ozzy as a solo artist. I truly loved Ozzy as a Black Sabbath. But since we were doing Ozzy solo, I had a really tough decision to make. But I actually went with one of his, I guess, newer albums. But I went with the song Black Rain to open up. It's just something about this song I truly do like. It's a little bit of an ear opener because it was something, I don't know, different from Ozzy's repertoire of music. But it actually has a little bit of a metaphor to oil. And, you know, it was about the song was expressing Ozzy's feelings about the war in Iraq and how it was motivated all by oil. So for me, starting off a little differently with my track one, Black Rain.
Interesting pick. I really like that song. Black Rain holds a special place in my heart because that was the first Ozzy album I bought as a new release when I was like in seventh or eighth grade. So I'm a bit of a younger fan. So yeah, I like that song. Didn't make my list, but great pick. And also cool keyboard solo in the song from Zakk Wylde.
Yes. Yeah, Zach is so talented, man. I love what he does. That's a great song. I'm going to say this right here. The brand spanking newest song on my list came out in 1995. So unfortunately, it didn't make my list. But I have an era of Ozzy that I, as much as I love everything he's done post-95, I had to simply ask myself, do I truly like these songs enough to put them in my top 10? And for me, the answer was no. So unfortunately, Black Rain did not make my list. But with that being said, Alex, we're back to you for track two.
All right. My track two comes from Ozzy's, I believe, his 2010 release. And that's Let Me Hear You Scream. This song, bit of a newer one. I really enjoy this one because to me, this song is what Ozzy's all about. Like when he's performing live, he's always like, you know, louder, let me hear you. And this song kind of puts like his stage banter into a song for him to sing, which is really cool. It chugs along nicely. Gus G plays guitar really nice on it. And it just, again, the vocals feel really intense. You know, get ready for the last stand. Get ready. I'm your hangman. You know, again, it feels like Ozzy's got you by the throat as he's singing it. It's just such a heavy, meaty song. And I feel like it's an underrated song. I feel like it's a later career classic. And I feel like the Scream album as a whole kind of gets overlooked. Like the one Gus G album in his catalog gets overlooked. So that's why I picked Let Me Hear You Scream.
That's a good, good pick. I actually was teetering and tottering with the next song I went through that is actually my number two. So it did not make my list, but a really good pick.
If I was going to go with a post 95 song, this would be one of them. This song is fantastic. And I think, Alex, you really summed it up. This is the perfect Ozzy anthem for anyone who's seen him live. Because he actually, for decades, has said, let me hear you scream. Let me see your hands. Like this is his live concert personified in a studio track. It's a fantastic pick, but unfortunately did not make my list. Gomez, track two.
So track two, I went with another truly awesome Ozzy song, I think. It landed in the number 11 of the Guitar's World Greatest list in 2015 with Wah Solos of All Time. Gets Me Through. This song was truly all about Ozzy's fans. Wild made a huge impression with his guitar work in this song. Truly awesome song, and I love it. It's Ozzy's expressing the fans. So track two, Gets Me Through.
Wow. Dude, literally the two songs that I would have picked post 1995 are the two songs you both picked back to back. That riff, the bending he does with the song, that like, I just love, that's a monster riff. But I'll tell you right now, both of those tunes are fighting for that honorable mention spot for me right now. I could tell you right from the get-go, because those were two that I was legit trying to decide if I wanted to include in my list. So great picks for both of you guys, but unfortunately, Gets Me Through didn't make my list. Alex?
I love Gets Me Through. It was on an earlier version of my list, but it ended up being cut at the last minute for something else. I love that song. It's very Sabbath-y, in my opinion. That riff is very Sabbath-y, and I love the bends, like you mentioned, that Zach does. That song is just Ozzy being honest, and I love it. Great song.
All right, moving on to my track two. I'm going to go back to 1980's Blizzard of Oz. It's my second favorite Ozzy album. And this song ranked number 28 in the list of the best guitar solos by the readers of Guitar World and number 23 in the greatest heavy metal songs of all time, according to a poll conducted by Gibson. And I'm going with Mr. Crowley. This song is an anthem. If you've ever seen Ozzy live, it's a mainstay. It is one of the signature Ozzy classics that I felt that no playlist could be without. And I want to give a shout out to both Chael and Chris, our Patreon subscribers who chimed in with this, as well as John Mutford and Michael from Michael's Record Collection on Twitter, who chimed in with this one. Mr. Crowley, track two.
Wow. Truly a great pick, Brian. I will say that. Why? Because it's on my list as the number four on my track list.
All right. Alex, do we have a trifecta?
Yep, that's my track three. I couldn't have this playlist without it. Like, I try not to include too many quote-unquote hits, but this one I couldn't leave out. It is a mainstay and is set for a reason. It's just so big and gothic and ambient. I love the synth intro. And then, again, his vocal performance is just chilling. This is the song that I knew I was going to be an Ozzy fan for life when this song upset my dad. So that was one of those moments. That's a memory this song holds for me.
Fantastic. Well, we have our first trifecta of the night in Mr. Crowley. And because that is your track three, Alex Gomez, we're back to you for your track three.
You know, Brian, I know everyone knows me as Gomez, but every time you're saying Alex's first name, I keep saying what? Because in reality, my name is Alex too. So when you put them together, I'm like, what? Alex Gomez. I'm thinking myself. I'm like, what? So this is confusing
not your
episode.
Dude, I'm sorry. I've known you for 20 something years as Gomez. You don't have a first name. You're like true. Madonna to me.
Wow, Madonna, but I'm not striking a pose.
Ooh, there you go.
Bad dad joke. Oh, God. Okay, so track three. I actually went with a cool, awesome song, which I think it's... I wouldn't say I was in process of these problems, but, you know, I've gone through other things. But it's Flying High Again. This song was about Ozzy's drug use, and he was saying when he was addicted to drugs, he used to write things like Flying High Again, which, you know, was pretty much how he was. But he came out with a really cool song, which I really respect of what he did. It's got this awesome beat to it. I truly love it. But I also want to give a little shout out to our Patreon chime in, Chael. He chose Flying High Again, too, for this. So, and I believe it was in a movie, too. I was going to take it back to year 2000. Brian, one of your favorite movies with Adam Sandler, Little Nicky.
Oh,
I love that movie.
So do I. Thank you. All right, Brian, you got two against one with Little Nicky here tonight, okay?
All right. Anybody out there that doesn't like Little Nicky that's on Team Colburn, I appreciate a shout out on that one. I really tried because I enjoy, like, look, The Waterboy, hysterical. Happy Gilmore, hysterical. Little Nicky, love the soundtrack. The movie, not so much.
Popeye's chicken freaking rules.
Ryan, you just got to get in the flask. Get in the flask.
Oh, yes. Adrian, get in the flask. Oh, God. I love that movie.
Well, that was actually all seven of my next tracks, but because you mentioned it being in Little Nicky, I'm removing it. Actually, no. It didn't make my playlist. But that's a true classic. I love the tune. Alex?
It didn't make mine either. This was another one that was difficult to leave out. It's just such a fun song. I love it. I think my favorite version is on the Randy Rhoads tribute album. I think that one has a little more energy than the album version, which has always felt a little slow to me. But yeah, just a fun song. Love it.
All right. My track three is going back to 1995's Osmosis. This was the first time I got to see Ozzy live, was on this tour. It was on the Retirement Sucks tour in 96. And this was the fourth song he played. And it just exploded off the stage. And the song reached number three on the U.S. Billboard rock charts. It's one of Zakk Wylde's pure fire riffs. And I'm going with Perry Mason. This song just slays. When you think about the music that was popular in 95, you had a lot of grunge. You had a lot of that kind of Alice in Chains sound. And this was Ozzy, I feel like, adapting to the times. This wasn't the 80s sounding Ozzy. This song sounds like it would fit neck and neck with any Alice in Chains song. And this was what Zakk brought to the table. He was able to kind of help evolve Ozzy's music to stay with the times, but still remain uniquely Ozzy. Again, that riff is just a monster. You can't help but bop your head to the whole time. It's such an awesome album opener. And I also want to give a shout out to Anthony on Patreon, as well as our friend Pat Francis from the Rock Solid podcast on Twitter, who also chimed in with my track three, Perry Mason.
Well, I'll tell you, if I was enjoying that show, I would love that song too. But oh, no, I'm only kidding. Bad joke. Great song, Brian. It did not make my list, though, unfortunately.
All right, Alex.
I love this song too. I think it's a fantastic album opener. Osmosis is my favorite Ozzy album, so of course I love the song, but it did not make my list. This was another one that kind of missed out just because it was a single, but still a great pick, and I agree with you. That riff, a monster, and that guitar solo, just spellbinding.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, Alex, with that being said, we're back to you for track four.
So I'm going to go with my pick from Osmosis. This song to me is absolutely gorgeous, and that is Ghosts Behind My Eyes. I mentioned earlier about Ozzy being a massive Beatles fan, and you can really hear it in this song. It's just this beautiful, trippy, heavy power ballad that only Ozzy could do. To me, it kind of sounds like a love song to Sharon, but she haunts him a little bit. It's kind of like, you know, how Mama, I'm Coming Home is supposed to be about Sharon, but it's not the nicest song to be about Sharon. I think Ghost Behind My Eyes is kind of like that, too. I love it. I love the guitar that's kind of got that trippy, wah-wah, watery effect on it, the high notes in the chorus, the ghost, you know, it goes to the ghost that tells me lies. So cool. Yeah, this song, I absolutely adore it. I love its vocal performance, and it's a shame it's never been performed live. But yeah, Ghost Behind My Eyes.
Wow. First of all, great singing voice there, Alex.
Thank you.
Brian, you have competition tonight.
I'm not trying to sing any Ozzy, so don't worry about it.
Listen, truly awesome song. I wish it made my list. It might be one of my honorable mentions, but it didn't make my list tonight. Brian?
Believe it or not, my track four is also a ballad. And Ozzy had some amazing ballads, especially on the No More Tears and Osmosis albums. I mean, just off the top, I don't want to rattle them off because they could be future picks in tonight's episode. So unfortunately, Ghost Behind My Eyes did not make my list. But the ballad I went with for track four, I'm going back to 1980's Blizzard of Oz. And just this gorgeous, gorgeous ballad with stunning guitar work from Randy Rhoads. I'm going with Goodbye to Romance. It's just a beautiful song, and it's haunting, and it's elegant, and it's not what you'd expect from Ozzy. It's kind of the way Changes was different for Black Sabbath. Goodbye to Romance was different for Blizzard of Oz. And it's just a beautiful song, and the guitar work on it from Randy Rhoads is on another level. Like, again, I can't quite put into words how much of a loss Randy Rhoads passing away was. And I just wonder what the rest of his catalog would have sounded like had he still been alive. But it's such a sad loss. It's such a beautiful song. And believe it or not, a really good cover version by The Long Shot in 2018 on their Love Is for Losers album. Now, The Long Shot, everyone might be going, who? Well, in 2018, Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day did a punk side project, and this is it. So if you want to hear what Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day sounds like singing Goodbye to Romance, check out the Long Shots version on my track 4, Goodbye to Romance.
I love that song, man. To me, this is Ozzy's always look on the bright side of life. You know, I've been the king, I've been the clown, now broken wings can't hold me down, I'm free again. I heard somewhere this is the first song he wrote after leaving Black Sabbath, and it just kind of sounds like, well, I've got nothing now, but I can start fresh, and, you know, hey, whatever happens, happens. Que sera, sera. It's such a wonderful little hopeful ditty, and you're right, that guitar playing is beautiful. Yeah, love this one. Didn't make my list, but great pick.
Great pick again, Brian. It didn't make my list, but truly awesome song. Another great song that would actually might make another honorable mention for me, but great pick, man. I'm sorry it did not make my list.
All right. So with that, Alex, not you, Gomez, the other Alex, we're back to you for track 5.
All right. I'm going to shine some spotlight on the Jake E. Lee years, and I'm going to go with The Haunting, the Epic Killer of Giants from Ultimate Sin. This song is so eerie and quiet and kind of crawls around and then gets bigger and bigger and builds into this massive epic piece that it is. It's like every Ozzy album seems to have an epic, and this is the epic on Ultimate Sin. It's a song about nuclear war and the kind of fears of it, you know, like, you know, when the button is pushed, there'll be nowhere to run. You know, that's a great lyric in the song. I love Ozzy's vocal on it. I love Jake E. Lee's guitar playing, like that kind of classical guitar sounding opening is really eerie and haunting. Yeah, this song just ticks all the boxes for me. It's big, it's massive, it's epic. And yeah, that closes out side one of my playlist.
Awesome pick again. Oh my God, we have a lot of great picks tonight. And we've only been through, what, just 5 tracks already? Almost 5 tracks? Great pick. It did not make my list, but another great, great song again, Alex. Good job, man.
Yeah, I represent Jake E. Lee twice on my playlist and The Ultimate Sin once, but this one was not it. But this is a fantastic example of the kind of guitarist that Jake E. Lee was. And when people think about Ozzy, they automatically go to Zach or to Randy. And I feel like guys like Gus and guys like Jake E. Lee don't get the credit they deserve, because you need to carry some big shoes to be in Ozzy's band for a lead guitarist. And they were there for a reason. Hell of a guitarist, hell of a song, and unfortunately not on my list, but another possible contender for the honorable mention is going to be really tough tonight. I mean,
oh,
really
it is.
Tough. Gomez, back to you for track 5.
Track 5. So I went with an oldie, but I guess a goodie. One of my favorite Ozzy songs, Shot in the Dark. Why not? It's truly a great song. It's something that would be put forth that likely would happen. Ozzy, I guess, had a deranged stalker mode, I guess. The shot of the dark creeping up, striking when you least expect it. And you know what? The way he sings is truly awesome and a true testament of this guy's vocal cords. So probably one of my favorite songs. So I went with track 5, Shot in the Dark.
Well, you were talking about The Ultimate Sin, and my track 7 from The Ultimate Sin, featuring Jake E. Lee on lead guitar, is Shot in the Dark. The song reached number 68 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, and believe it or not, was the first song by Ozzy to crack the top 100.
Really?
Nothing before Wow. that did. This was the first top 100 song for Ozzy. So it's a milestone song for Ozzy. But it's not one of the hits. When you say, name me 5 Ozzy songs to an average person, Shot in the Dark might not be the first one they think of, but this was a massive True. Song. And sadly, the song has been, if I can use an Avengers reference here, Thanos snapped from Ozzy's catalog since 2000 and has not appeared on any re-releases or compilations since, because there were legal issues with Phil Sosin and Bob Daly, as Sosin's prior band Wildlife originally wrote the song in 83, even though Sosin and Ozzy are credited with songwriting on the album. So there's a lot of legal gray issues going on there, and this is why the song has kind of been scrubbed from the Ozzy canon, so to speak. But make no mistake about it, it's a monster song. And I want to give a shout out to Chris and Anthony on Patreon, who also chimed in with this. My track 7, Shot in the Dark.
I enjoy this one as well. It didn't make my list, but yeah, I do agree. It's a shame it kind of has been scrubbed from the history books, as you could say. It's a shame that the whole Ultimate Sin album had to kind of suffer that fate as well, because that album's not the easiest to find, and it's a great record. I will say, just a quick shameless self-promotion, I interviewed Steve Overland of the band FM, who was the lead singer of Wildlife as well, and he wrote the melody to the original Shot in the Dark, and we talk about that, so watch out for that if you're going to check out my podcast.
That's pretty cool.
Let's make this easy, playlisters. Go to playlistwarspodcast.com, go to our page. I'm going to embed that episode on the Ozzy page so you can hear it right there and check out that interview, because it kind of ties into what we're talking about tonight. And moving on to my track 5, I'm going to start with the cover song this time. Black Label Society on the 1998 album Sonic Brew covered my track 5. And yes, it's a cover of an Ozzy song that Ozzy wrote with Zakk Wylde, and it's the title track to 1991's No More Tears. All I got to say is that bass line. Being a bass player, that's all I have to say about the song. Check out our Songs of 1991 episode with fellow bass player Jason Whistle of the Made You a Mixtape and It's Not That Bad podcast for more on my track 5, No More Tears. I also want to give a shout out to Anthony on Patreon, as well as Steve Emerson, DLR1108, Cactus Pete, and T. Jones on Twitter, who all chimed in with this amazing, amazing tune as well.
Wonderful pick. Didn't make my list, unfortunately, but man, such a massive song, such an eerie song that, like you said, the bass line, and that guitar riff is a monster too. Yeah, just a creepy, eerie song about serial killers. I love that song, but didn't make my list.
Tell you, Brian, truly, truly awesome song. Like you said, the bass line. I'm not a bassist, but what a great entrance to a song with that bass line. And, of course, you know me with movies and video games. No, it did not make the Grand Theft Auto line. Should have been in the Grand Theft Auto, but another one that was in your favorite movie, Brian, Little Nicky.
Oh, God.
Dude, he actually, Ozzy actually liked
great
that.
Great soundtrack blech, to the movie. Sorry,
but it actually did make my track list. No More Tears is my number 6.
Oh, awesome.
I truly love this song. I don't know if everybody knew, but this was actually Ozzy's first album that he recorded really, really sober. He was a family man. He was rumored to be exercising at the time. So Ozzy, we salute you on that note for making a hell of a song and a great album. No More Tears, track 6 for me. Let's continue on.
Yeah, it's my favorite Ozzy album. I said earlier that Blizzard was second to one other Ozzy album. No More Tears is my favorite Ozzy album. It's a rebirth of Ozzy. His vocals on it are incredible. The album is incredible. Everything that was done on No Rest for the Wicked with Zakk Wylde was just elevated a few years later on No More Tears. And it's just a monster album, start to finish. Absolutely love it. So, Alex, now you've gotten the axe twice tonight. You've taken the proverbial axe and chopped up two trifectas here.
Yes,
so
I have.
I like where we're going here. We're covering a lot of Ozzy ground this way, though. So the more times the axe gets passed around, it means the more songs are entering into the conversation. So this is the point that we flip the No More Tears album over. As you can see, I put No More Tears in the 5th spot because it is the end of side A on the original album. I thought it was a perfect spot to fit it on this playlist. Alex, we are back to you for track 6.
All right, I got to kick off my side B with a nice, massive, chunky, meaty song from Black Rain. It's the opening track for that album called Not Going Away. Like I said, that was the first Ozzy album I bought as a new release, and I remember hearing this song for the first time in the back of my parents' car, putting it in my Discman, and putting my headphones on, and just the song kicking in, and just being like, oh my God, new Ozzy. And this song, I love the message of it. To me, it's Ozzy saying, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm always going to be rock and rolling no matter what. You know, I'm going to be here. I'm Ozzy. So yeah, I love this song.
Great, great, great pick. Could be another honorable mention for me. I mean, my God, I got way too many already. Great pick. It did not make my list, man, but I wish it did. But it's teetering up there into my honorable mentions, though.
Well, Alex, obviously, you know it didn't make my list, but I love the way you're thinking with the opening track here, because that is something that Ozzy has done so, so well over the years. He knows how to open an album. Hard stop. And like I said, my favorite album is No More Tears, and my track 6 is the opener for that, Mr. Tinker Train. Monster. I know I've said the word monster 5,000. If you're drinking every time we say monster in this episode, you're screwed. But this is another monster album opener for Zakk Wylde. Such a crunchy, crushing riff. And yet, this is a song Ozzy's never played live. It's staggering because this song is so damn good. And the best part about the song is the ending, because the song is creepy and jarring all the way through. Kind of a theme through the No More Tears album. And the song just hard stops in the middle of a word and you think something's wrong. And that, I think, was done on purpose. And it's so jarring, it's perfect. I want to give a shout out to Rock Is Not Dead on Twitter, who also chimed in with my track 6, Mr. Tinker Train.
Wow, Brian, again, another monster song. And it could be another honorable mention for me, too. Like you
another
said,
monster song, monster. That's not on your list, monster.
I know. I mean, you're talking 3 so far, you know, from 1 to 6 right now. 3 total dynamic lists of Ozzy right now. You can't go wrong. You know, and we're only on track 6. Truly great pick. Again, it could be another honorable mention for me. I have now 5 written down here in my notes. But slowly, 2 of them I'm going with so far, they're very strong. Not Going Away, and Mr. Tinker Train. So that just shows you the list, how it grows. It's truly a masterpiece and another awesome opener, too. Can't go wrong with that, Brian. Nice pick, man. Nice pick.
Wonderful pick. I love this song. Didn't make my list, but yeah, another creepy, crawly song. And I love the in the middle when Oz is like, can you say Mr. Tinker Train? Like, it's just so maniacal. I love it. Yeah, great song.
All right. So with that being said, we're moving on to track 7. Mine has already been revealed with Shot in the Dark. So Alex, not you, Gomez, we're back to you for track 7.
Just before he goes on to track 7, I'm going to be telling you right now, I'm no longer Alex. I'm going just with Gomez only. That's it. End of that story.
That's it. It's like Madonna, Gomez.
Yep. But I'm formally known as Alex.
We need to create a symbol. That is just like, we'll make you like Prince, where it's just like a G that's kind of woven into a symbol.
Listen, I got the sleeveless t-shirt going, so that's good enough for me.
A G without sleeves. That'll be your thing.
That would be my thing, exactly.
All right, Alex, track 7.
All right, so I'm going to take it to, I think, the first song anyone's picked from Bark at the Moon tonight. I'm going to go with Rock and Roll Rebel. I love this song. To me, like, you know, this is Ozzy, you know, kind of hitting back at all the critics at the time that said, you know, he worshiped the devil and he was a bad influence and all that stuff. You know, he's just like, I'm just a guy. I just play rock and roll. You know, don't make it more than it is. I'm just a rock and roll rebel. And I always kind of use that as my anthem because I grew up in a very religious household and I always kind of felt like, you know, religion was kind of coming in at me, but you know, I'm just a rock and roll rebel. It's just what I do. So yeah, that's my number 7. I love the song. I love Jakey Lee's guitar solo on it. Yeah, this is a incredibly overlooked song on an incredibly overlooked album, I think.
Again, great pick. Great song too. It did not make my list, but wow. Another one just can't.
We should just start assuming that no picks are making it.
No, but you got to think about it. He had some awesome tracks.
Oh, dude, every album, even his newest stuff, they're all great.
Yeah, this is difficult. This was not an easy one for me. It just shows you how good he really is.
Well, I'm going to say it again. I'll Bark at the Moon will be represented in my playlist, but it's not Rock and Roll Rebel, but that's another awesome song. Like, again, I'm feeling so much guilt in this episode. That it's kind of uncanny here.
You can't handle the truth.
No, I can't. Monster. Gomez, you're up for track 7.
So track 7. I'm sorry that we went off the rails again as usual, but that's normal here at Playlist Wars.
Dude. Going off the rails, seriously?
Off a crazy train?
Yeah, dude, seriously?
But that's not my number 7, though.
Okay, I thought that's where you were going with it.
No, it just, I didn't even think about it until you said it. But I went with a truly odd pairing. Track 7 for me is Ordinary Man with Elton John. Would you ever think you get those two guys in the same room? No, but it happened. First of all, great song. Besides Elton John on this song, would you believe that Slash and Duff McKagan was on this too? And Chad Smith was the drummer for this song. Talk about a rock ballad. I loved it. it was something different because it's Elton John and Ozzy Osbourne, which is something you never hear. But I want to give a big shout out to, from Twitterland, Leah from She Will Rock You podcast. She actually put that on the list. So that is my track 7, Ordinary Man, with Elton John.
Man, you had me going with this, Gomez, because when you were saying it was a duet with another artist, I thought you were going to go to Lita Ford's Close My Eyes Forever, and I was going to be like, dude, you just solidified my honorable mention. But this is another great one, unexpected, probably one of the highlights of the Ordinary Man album. I'm not a massive fan of the album, but look, Ozzy's been through so much. He's getting up there in age. For him to still be able to crank out quality music like this is a testament to how amazing of an artist he is. I love the song. Again, I didn't go anything past 95, so did not make my list, but that's a really good pick, dude.
Thank you, man.
Great pick, Gomez. Yeah, this one tugs at the heartstrings for sure. When this came out, like I was like, and I saw Elton John was going to be on, I'm like, this is going to be like the ballad of the album, and sure enough, it was. Yeah, I love this one. It touches my heart. It's great to hear Ozzy still put out a song like this, and I'm sure it was a dream come true for him because, like I said, Ozzy does love to do more melodic leading stuff. He loves metal, I'm sure, but he loves melody and stuff like that. So yeah, this song is perfect.
All right. So Alex, with that being said, we're right back to you for your track 8.
My track 8 is, I'm going to take a pick from the Live and Loud album, and I'm going to pick the live version of I Don't Want to Change the World. This song is absolutely massive. I love this one. The guitar riff is huge, and the live version gives it a little more oomph, too. The live version of the song actually won a Grammy, for those of you that don't know. Yeah, this is great. I love the lyrics. Tell me I'm a sinner. I got news for you. I spoke to God this morning, and he don't like you. Just wonderful. And then that riff that Zakk Wylde does, dan da da dan 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 da dan, and then Ozzy comes up with like, ooh, and yeah, it's hard to put into words how much I love this song, but it's been one of my favorites for a long time. One of the earliest Ozzy CDs I had was the Ozband Cometh Greatest Hits Collection, and this live version was what was on there. And that's the version of the song I go to the most. So, yeah, I Don't Want to Change the World from Live and Loud.
I still have the original Live and Loud CD that has the Steel Grate cover over Ozzy's face.
Oh, nice.
That is a truly amazing live album. I love this pick. I feel guilty it didn't make my list, but that is an awesome pick going with the live version, because as much as I love the original, this live version does bring just a little bit more. It cranks it up. It goes to 11 to go to a movie term here. That's not Little Nicky. And I want to give a shout out to Anthony on Patreon, who also chimed in with this one. Another great tune. I Don't Want to Change the World, but sadly didn't make my list. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Gomez?
Sorry, guys. It did not make my list either. But a fantastic song once again.
All right, dude. Back to you for track 8.
So track 8. I went with a little something different. I went with Take What You Want with Travis Scott and Post Malone with Ozzy on this. Granted, they say it's Post Malone's song, but it was really Ozzy's. If you know Ozzy, you know he's got that eerie, creepy voice. And when he sings this song too, it's unbelievable. This was actually Ozzy Osbourne's first top 10 in over 30 years. It just shows now Ozzy's diversity of going hip-hop a little bit with rock and roll like Jay-Z and Linkin Park did. But this is much, much more smoother, a little bit low-keyer. But I love this song, one of my favorites. So track 8, Take What You Want with Travis Scott, Post Malone, Ozzy Osbourne.
You know what's astounding to me, Gomez?
Mm-hmm.
The two times that Ozzy broke the top 10 were not Ozzy Osbourne songs. Take What You Want reached number 8, and Close My Eyes Forever with Lita Ford reached number 8. He has never broken the top 10 on his own, and I find that stunning.
I find that hard to believe.
And it's true. But I'll say this, I'm not a massive fan of that song, but I do like the Post Malone guesting track, It's a Raid, on Ordinary Man. I did enjoy that one more. I thought that's where you were going with it, but this one I'm not as much of a fan of, but it's not, I don't hate it.
No, but that's the thing. Like how you like the other song, I don't hate it, but I wasn't like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. I actually like this one a little bit better with Travis Scott and Post Malone. So for me, I just took it as a great sign of what Ozzy can do at this time of age. You know what I mean?
Definitely, definitely. Alex?
I'm with Brian on this one. I do like It's a Raid a little more than I like this one. This isn't a bad song at all. It's just different one. And I was excited to hear it when it came out because it was the first actual piece of new Ozzy we'd gotten since Scream. And that was in 2010. So I was just happy to have some new music from Ozzy. Didn't make my list. But yeah, not bad, but not my favorite.
Okay, so with that being said, we're moving on to my track 8. And Gomez, as I'm looking at these playlists, I'm seeing something a little different here tonight. Usually, you're the kind of guy that goes towards the hits and gravitates towards the hits, and I'm the one who gravitates towards the deeper cuts. And tonight, it kind of appears like the tides have kind of changed a little bit because both you and Alex are going a little deeper here, and my favorite songs just happen to be the hits, and my track 8 is the first time I saw him live. It's the song he closed with. And it's a song you just can't deny in an Ozzy catalog. And I'm going with the title track, To Bark at the Moon. Reached number 12 on the Billboard album rock charts. It's another solid Jakey Lee lead guitar. It's a classic Ozzy tune that's been a mainstay of his set lists ever since it was released. And cover versions, Strung Out covered the song in the 2000 compilation Punk Goes Metal, which I love. And Shadows Fall on the deluxe edition of their 2009 album Retribution. And I want to give a shout out to Chael and Anthony, part of our Patreon family, who also chimed in with Bark at the Moon, as well as Kelly Madden from Drunk Theory Podcast, who chimed in with the track on Twitter. So I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to go out of turn here. Gomez, did Bark at the Moon make your list?
No, it did not make my list.
I'm actually surprised at that. And there's a reason. Because Bark at the Moon is featured in Grand Theft Auto's Vice City on the V-Rock station. So no, I thought this was a shoo-in for you.
No, but again, as everybody knows, I love playing Grand Theft Auto. But not everything is all about Grand Theft Auto.
I thought it was. I thought you were trying to get the sponsorship, dude. You're killing me.
Listen, I love the song. It just didn't make my list because I went somewhere else. As you can see, I went a little bit different with my list. Like you usually, did, like you said. Did.
Wow.
It's just a great pick. Another monster song that it can make my honorable mentions.
Monster, monster, monster. I really hope people aren't drinking to the monster in this episode. But sorry. Alex, Bark at the Moon?
It did not make my list, but this could very easily be my honorable mention. Jakey Lee's guitar solo is so huge. And also, who doesn't love playing Grand Theft Auto? It can be refreshing and relaxing every now and then to do a tire dance on some animated hookers. It can be fun.
That is the review that should be sitting on the cover of the Grand Theft Auto.
I cannot wait for Grand Theft Auto 6 to ever come out. My God, that game would be...
Oh my God, that is awesome.
Imagine if they put a character out for me.
A sleeveless Gomez, dude. I can totally see it. Sleevey G.
Sleevey G.
Sleevey G.
All right, we're taking this thing home. We're up to track 9, and I'm going to guess right now. I'm guessing that Mr. Crowley might be our only trifecta tonight, but I don't know. Alex might surprise me here. What do you got for track 9, man?
All right, for track 9, this is one of my absolute favorite Ozzy songs of all time. I think it's one of his most beautiful compositions, and that's from Bark at the Moon. It's So Tired. This song is gorgeous. It's like Jeff Lynne and Ozzy Osbourne had a baby together musically. It's just a wonderful, wonderful ballad. It's kind of sad. It's kind of slow, but man, I love the way it floats along. I love Ozzy's vocal on it in the bridge, especially, you know, I stay at home remaining true while you do what you wanna do. It's just so pretty. And I love the guitar solo. Like I said, it's kind of a sad song, but it's a pretty little song, and it's a good little reprieve before I give you what I've got next.
Awesome. Awesome song. Brian, you know, I feel like when we used to go to karaoke, I feel like I have to follow up after you for a singing lesson, and I go up next. Man, I'm doing this again. First of all, great vocals, Alex. Awesome, awesome. Great pick.
Thank you.
I wish it was on my list, but I went somewhere else for track 9 and track 10 on my list here.
And unfortunately did not make mine either, but I do want to give a shout out to Michael at Michael's Record Collection and Jeff Scoble on Twitter, who also chimed in with So Tired. That's a great pick, man. Oh, man, like this episode is killing me because I normally don't stay in the hits wheelhouse, but there's something about Ozzy's hits that I genuinely love so much. I'd literally be lying to myself if I went much deeper because to me, it's kind of where my brain goes when I think of Ozzy. And this playlist came together little quicker than normal for me. And it's not because he doesn't have amazing albums. I love Ozzy's catalog. But when I put my list together, it just kind of rolled out as more of the hits. And So Tired is such a fantastic pick. And I feel guilty about that one now, too. That is now in my honorable mention basket. So, damn it. Gomez, track 9.
So, track 9. Brian, you know me. You know my list. Like you said, I went a whole different direction, which kind of surprised you and stunned you a little bit. Yes, I usually go with 95% hits. This one, I went a little different. I do like Ozzy's music, but I had to go with a big hit on my track 9. And my track 9 is one of my favorite songs. It's Mama, I'm Coming Home. Alex said it earlier. It is about Ozzy's wife, Sharon. They met when her father, Don, if I'm saying his last name wrong, I apologize, Arden.
That's correct.
Okay. He was managing Ozzy's group, Black Sabbath, at the time. After they got married, Sharon bought out Ozzy's contract. She became the Ozzy's manager. And then from there, which we called one of the best established, well-known concerts of the summer, Ozfest was born, thanks to those two. And during this song, Ozzy gave up drugs, alcohol. He credits his wife Sharon for it. The lifestyle change, he admits he would be dead if it wasn't because of her. So part of my life, you know, I used to like to drink a lot. And, you know, my wife came into my life. I really stopped that style. And, you know, things like that brings home. The wife come, I come home and I always say, Mama, I'm coming home to you. But it's something that I truly love saying. And I love my wife tremendously. She's awesome. She's my rock. And this is one good song to dedicate to her. So track 9, Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Wonderful pick, Gomez. This might be my honorable mention too. I don't know, but yeah, this song is gorgeous. And like I was kind of saying earlier, it's funny to me that it's about Sharon because, you know, you made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. You know how volatile the relationship can be at times, but he still loves her. So yeah, it's a great song and a song I have covered in the past. It's not an easy song to sing, but it's a fun song to sing. So yeah,
no, it's truly awesome song. Just his voice, the way he does this song is just unreal.
Well, it's no shock that No More Tears is my favorite album. If you've listened to this episode, you've heard me say that before. And Mama, I'm Coming Home has this beautiful acoustic guitar opening. Hearing that opening guitar riff actually makes the hairs on my arm stand up. When my wife and I met, we had a long-distance relationship for over a year. We lived about 6 hours away from each other, and we would see each other every week or every other week, depending on who was making the six-hour drive. And there was something about this song that always resonated with me over the long distance relationships. And songs take on a new meaning. We never had kind of the dark themes about lying and stuff like that that are in this song. But beyond that, when we moved in together, it was kind of like that moment. And this song always put a lump in my throat listening to it because it is just a beautiful, beautiful song. And that's my track 9 as well. It's Ozzy's only top 40 hit.
Which I'm still surprised.
Yeah, unless you count the duets like I mentioned earlier. But Goodbye to Romance and Mama, I'm Coming Home are the two Ozzy songs that just hit me. The songs mean so much to me. They're just gorgeous. And I want to give a shout out to Chris and Chael on Patreon, as well as Jeff Scoble on Twitter, who also chimed in with this. I understand it's his biggest hit. I don't care. Mama, I'm Coming Home, track 9.
Brian, you said that so beautifully, man.
Thank you.
And I remember those trips with you, too, a couple of times going to New Hampshire.
Yeah, you came up a bunch of times, too. Yeah, I mean, look, yeah. I don't mind the drive. I love long road trips, especially when I'm by myself, especially now that I have kids. I really love long road trips by myself.
Yes, you get to enjoy them.
But back then, it was just a different time. It was a different world. And the song just always meant so much to me that, well, what can I say other than I just love the song? But with all that being said, Alex, we're back to you to take us home with your last song of the night, track 10. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, I'm going to end my playlist with, to me, one of the ultimate closing songs on any album ever. The title track of his 1981 album, Diary of a Madman. I love this song. It's so creepy and eerie with that classical guitar intro that Randy Rhoads plays, and it builds and builds. It's like a monster's creeping up on you, and he jumps out of the shadows when the electric guitar finally comes in. It's so cool. It's a song to me that, like, it could be about being possessed by something darker, or it could be about Ozzy's addiction, you know, the person he became when he drank too much, you know, is he trying to escape or is he trying to enter me, as I believe is the lyric in the song. And it's just this wonderful, dark little song. I love his vocal performance on it. And then there's a part at the end of the last chorus, you could call it, where his voice kind of cracks and it sounds like he's crying. I always imagined him like being possessed and becoming the madman he is during his shows, during that part of the song when the climax happens. So yeah, that's the end of my playlist, Diary of a Madman.
Ooh, awesome pick. I will say that I actually went somewhere else with track 10 on mine, but great pick though.
Yeah, I love it. I did not close with that as well. Might not be a shock at what I'm closing with, but
same here.
Regardless, Diary is a fantastic tune. And Alex, I got to tip my hat to you, man. I love the deep cuts. Like, you really went really deep with these cuts. And as a fan of going deep in playlists, I love your friggin' playlist, man. It is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's so funny. My original version of the playlist was much, much more heavier on like really obscure stuff, and I parted back a bit. So yeah, it's great to hear you say that.
Alex, your list, truly awesome. Ryan, your list is even better. I mean, both of you guys are equally on this one. My list is pretty good, but I don't know if I could compete with you two. But on that note, I'm going to end it with one of the best songs that I know of, and I hear my daughter screaming in the top of her lungs because of the Trolls World Tour movie in 2020. But I'm ending it with Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. Something about Crazy Train is you hear the guitar and then you hear "All Aboard." The way he says it is just so creepy. It's so awesome. And when I hear my daughter sing it with the Trolls, and I actually let her hear Ozzy's version, she likes both. She tends to go with the Trolls a little more because she's young. I get it. But when she hears Oz, she's, "Ooh, that's scarier." I'm like, yeah, that's how it's really supposed to be. But I was so stunned with my daughter singing this whole song from beginning to end. And she loves it so much. So for me, I had to end it with a high note with my daughter. Something I love, which we both enjoy. Track 10, Crazy Train.
All right. Well, I'm going to just say that if you go back to episode 24, we had Justin Penick from the Talking Giants. And we talk sports anthems. And one of my choices was my track 10, Crazy Train. I talked about it all on that episode, so I don't want to repeat everything I'm saying. I mentioned some cover versions. It's all over there. Dude, this song reached number 9 on the Billboard Top Tracks, 6 on the bubbling under the Hot 100s, didn't even crack the Top 100. So technically, it's not a hit. Technically. And I'm using quote marks. But it's an anthem.
You know, I'm going to erase that technically. Forget that technical. Rod, it's a hit.
It is a hit, and it's his biggest hit. Quote marks in the air, because technically Mama, I'm Coming Home is his biggest charting hit, but Crazy Train is his biggest hit. It's undeniable to the point where it's almost cliche to put it at 10, but I, as pun intended here, I don't care. I love the song. I love Blizzard of Oz, and even though I've heard the song a million times, it never gets old. That bass line, the doom, 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 doom. Like, it's one of the first songs I learned how to play on bass, along with No More Tears. And the songs just mean so much to me. And I normally don't go with, like, the big hit to close out a playlist. But for this one, I couldn't think of another way to do it with the way my list was rolling out. So, yeah, that's my track 10. Obviously didn't make your list, Alex, but I would love to hear your thoughts on the song because, like I said, when you think Ozzy, it's almost cliche to say Crazy Train, but at the end of the day, it's still an anthem.
It is absolutely an anthem, and it's that song for a reason. It's a very easy song to love, and there's a lot to enjoy about it. Like, I didn't pick it, like I said, because I was trying to avoid hits, but I do love the song. If I saw Ozzy live and he didn't play it, I'd probably be disappointed. But one of the things I love the most about the song is I love that musically, the whole performance does feel like it chugs along like a frantic train, like the drums, the bass, the guitar, that riff, dun da 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 da, in the verses, like that, it feels like a train chugging along to me, and it does that very well. So yeah, there's a reason this is such a hit. There's a reason it's so loved. It's an iconic song. It's got an iconic riff. Yeah, this song is Ozzy to a T.
Awesome. Well, now it's finally time to put our money where our mouths are and pick our honorable mention song of the night. There's only one trifecta tonight. Who knows if the honorable mention will create an honorary trifecta? But Alex, as our esteemed guest, why don't you take the reins first and let us know what your honorable mention tune is for this evening?
It's tough. It's really tough. It came down to two songs, but I think I'm going to have to go with Bark at the Moon just because that's such an important song to me. It's so heavy. I love the guitar. I love the solo. And of the hit songs, it's probably one of like my favorites. This probably would have been my 11 on my playlist if I could have, if not 12. So yeah, I'm going to go with Bark at the Moon.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I got 7 of them here. Can I just say all 7 and just call it a day?
I'll just keep saying the word monster while you're deciding.
See, that's the problem. See, all 7 say monster, 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 way too many monsters. Oh my God, this is an even bigger monster. But, oh man. Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the biggest monster going, oh my God, what a moron I am that I didn't put it on my list. Bark at the Moon.
Whoa. All right. So we got an honorary trifecta at the end, at the last bell.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I did not see that one becoming a trifecta, but I'm glad it did because it's a fantastic friggin' song.
Well, that and my moronic brain forgot to do it for Grand Theft Auto 5, I'm probably going to get discontinued by
so
Rockstar.
That's why you're doing it.
No.
It's a get true some great Rockstar song. Love back in.
No, I truly love the song too, but I even said it. That was a hard choice not to put in.
All right. Well, look, I said this back at track 2. Alex, you had Let Me Hear You Scream and Gomez, you had Gets Me Through. And I said back then that those two are probably going to be vying for my honorable mention. And after all the songs we've talked about tonight, those are still the two I'm down to. And Gomez, I'm going to give the tat tip to you. I'm going to go with the dragging, sludgy riff of Gets Me Through as my honorable mention.
Wow.
Even
Thank
though
you.
Let Me Hear You Scream is just being edged out. Like, those two songs are both fantastic. And it's a hard choice, but that sludgy riff, I remember hearing it for the first time when I was working in radio in New York City. And when that riff came on, everyone went, dude, this new Ozzy is insane. And sure enough, it is insane. It's a fantastic song. And yeah, that is my honorable mention. But no disrespect to Let Me Hear You Scream or any of the songs that I didn't pick tonight, because these are three amazing playlists. All right, playlisters. So now we turn it over to you. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. Head to the Ozzy Osbourne page and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. Alex, our esteemed guest, why don't you run through your track list, track 1 through 10, as well as your honorable mention, so people can hear your vision of Ozzy Osbourne in its entirety.
My track 1 is Over the Mountain. My track 2 is Let Me Hear You Scream. My track 3 is Mr. Crowley. My track 4 is Ghost Behind My Eyes. My track 5 is The Mighty Killer of Giants. My track 6, Not Going Away. Track 7, Rock and Roll Rebel. Track 8, I Don't Want to Change the World, the live version from Live and Loud. So Tired is my track 9, and the epic, eerie, super creepy closer is Diary of a Madman, and my honorable mention, of course, is Bark at the Moon.
Gomez, you're up to the plate.
So track 1, Black Rain. Track 2, Gets Me Through. Track 3, Flying High Again. Track 4, Mr. Crowley. Track 5, Shot in the Dark. Track 6, No More Tears. Track 7, probably the ultimate weird pairing, Ordinary Man with Elton John. Track 8, Take What You Want with Travis Scott and Post Malone. Track 9, Mama, I'm Coming Home, because Mama, I'm Coming Home Soon. And track 10, Crazy Train and The Tip of the Cat to Brian with Bark at the Moon as my honorable mention.
All right, my track 1, I synced up with Alex here on Over the Mountain. Track 2, Mr. Crawley. Track 3, Perry Mason. Track 4, Goodbye to Romance. Track 5, No More Tears. Track 6, Mr. Tinker Train. Track 7, Shot in the Dark. Track 8, Bark at the Moon. Track 9, Mama, I'm Coming Home. And track 10, Crazy Train, with the honorable mention of Gets Me Through. Two trifectas tonight, one actual trifecta in Mr. Crowley, and one honorary trifecta in Bark at the Moon. Three different Ozzy approaches, three fantastic playlists. I think the playlisters are going to have a hard time deciding this one, especially if you're a big fan of Ozzy. Do you go with the hits? Do you go with the deep cuts? Or do you do kind of the 50-50 split that Gomez has here? So I think this one's going to be a lot harder than you think, Gomez. I think this is a fantastic, fantastic coverage of Ozzy's solo catalog. So Alex, I want to thank you from Slide Dog MusicCast. Why don't you tell people about the show, where they can find you, and how to connect?
So yeah, I host the Slide Dog MusicCast. It's a music discussion podcast where I talk about the music I enjoy. I'm just a super fan that gets out there and talks to people about the music that I love. And sometimes I get to do wonderful interviews with people like Chips Enough of Enough's Enough and Jeff Scott Soto and Udo Dirkschneider. So yeah, I do all kinds of musical related stuff on my podcast. You can find me on iTunes and Amazon and Podbean and all the finer places you can find podcasts. I'm on Twitter and Facebook, and I'm hoping to get an Instagram started for the podcast as well eventually. But yeah, check me out. It's a lot of fun. My next episode is going to be that interview with Steve Overland of FM that I mentioned. And there'll be a wonderful episode on Live Records to close out the year. And who knows, I might be talking about some Ozzy in that episode too.
Truly awesome. I can't thank you enough, Alex, joining us tonight. Brian, as my right-hand man, the co-host of the show, the brains of the show, kind of. Can't thank you enough for doing everything that you do for us here. And don't forget to check us out on patreon.com/playlistwars. And don't forget to vote on playlistwarspodcast.com. And I want to thank everyone for listening in tonight. And check us out next time when a new battle takes place on Playlist Wars. Good night, everybody.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.